Welcome to Building Utah. I'm your host, Kimberly Flores. After a 20-year run, outdoor retailer is saying farewell to Utah. The twice-yearly trade show ramps up in Salt Lake City this week. The Outdoor Retailer Summer Market marks the industry's final trade event in Salt Lake City before heading to Denver in 2018. OR's departure has many wondering, what's next for Utah's outdoor industry and what does this mean for our state's economy? Joining me now is Tom Adams, Director of Utah's Office of Outdoor Recreation. Tom, thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me, Kimberly.
So I was a little surprised to learn that when Utah's Office of Outdoor Recreation was created in 2013, it was the first office of its kind in the country. That seems kind of shocking, seeing as how there's a $900 billion industry here in the U.S.
Yeah, we were definitely at the forefront of that effort, and right now we're looking at about 7 states that have followed suit. This last legislative session for a lot of the states was really fruitful in creating these jobs, and we look forward to working closely with them to help boost the outdoor recreation as a whole, and we do that right now with the states that are already in place, which is Washington and Colorado.
So how are we ahead of the curve?
You know, it always helps to be first in a lot of these cases in learning to develop things. Other states are going to learn a ton from the things that we've done, our successes and our challenges as well. But, you know, we're really helping to set the bar. And luckily, due to kind of our geography, it's helped to draw outdoor industry businesses from really around the world. And it's helped us learn because we get to collaborate with great brands throughout the state, from biking to hiking to climbing to clothing. And we get to learn their needs. But they're also residents of Utah, and we know their needs as a resident and what they want for their family, too. And that's what Utah really can contribute to.
Absolutely. I said $900 million to the nation's economy. What does the outdoor recreation industry bring here to Utah?
So in Utah, by the last study, and we're about to hear some new numbers, but we're a $12 billion industry with 122,000 jobs. So the industry brings, of course, lots of jobs. That's about 4% of our total population has something to do with outdoor recreation in the state. So it's phenomenal the impact we have as a state. And one thing that's phenomenal about Utah, and especially our residents, is charity and giving is just in our DNA. And
right.
We've ranked number one for the last, I think, 11 years in donation hours or charity hours at almost 200 million hours, if you can believe it. It's a staggering number. But a lot of those people are out helping to build our infrastructure, and they're donating their time to build trails and do all those things that we need to do to keep our trails and our recreation sustainable.
So with OR leaving for Denver, how are we still telling these people, this 122,000 people that are working in the outdoor recreation industry, that there's still a place here for you?
Yeah, well, I think like anything, change is good, but one thing that'll never change is really our geography, unless Mother Nature wants to change it, right? We've seen great brands like Amer Sports, which holds Salomon, Sunto, Arc'teryx, Armada now, Vista Outdoors, which also has 52 more brands, Black Diamond, Petzl, Liberty Mountain. So many brands come here because they want to live the life that they're preaching, right? They want to be in the mountains, and they'll continue to do that, and we'll continue to support each other that way. And again, I keep talking about the geography, and we chatted about this earlier, but it's why I love to live in Utah. I mean, this morning, or on the 24th, on our holiday, I woke up, had breakfast with the kids, went out and rode 30 miles and only went through one street light, came home, hung out with the kids again, then went and ran up Mount Superior, came home, and still had time to go to the pool, swim with the kids, go have dinner. And so it was, I mean, you just can't do that in any other state. And I think the businesses and our residents truly value that.
Yeah. And how does your office help promote that? What exactly does the Office of Outdoor Recreation do?
So our office is everything recreation. And our goal is to make sure that we make Utah the best place to live, play, and work.
Mm-hmm.
So our mission is to ensure Utahns live a healthy, active lifestyle through outdoor recreation. And to my heart, I totally believe in that if I tell you, hey, this amazing trail's in your backyard, you're going to go use it more often. You're going to tell your friends, you're going to tell your family. Tourists are going to stay here longer. And before you know it, businesses and homes and communities are being built around our outdoor mm-hmm. infrastructure.
And what are some of the next big events, or what are your plans to promote what we have in our backyard?
Yeah, so we do a number of things. Our job is really dynamic, but there's two big things that really impact outdoor recreation in the state. And the first one is the Utah Outdoor Recreation Grant. And it wouldn't be possible without Senator Ralph Okerlund, Representative Brad Wilson, Representative Patrice Arrant, they all three of them put a lot of hard work into this, and including my predecessor, Brad Peterson. The Utah Outdoor Recreation Grant was created. This next year we'll have funds from the TRT tax, which is a transient room tax. So every time you stay a night at a hotel, it's $100. 30 cents will go back into the fund. And the Utah Outdoor Recreation Grant will help build infrastructure around the state. And that's everything from a boat marina, or put in on a river, or a local trail, or a multi-use path linking our communities together. And so we really have the opportunity to create wonderful, world-class, close-to-home recreation thanks to all their support.
Give us some examples of something that the Outdoor Recreation Grants, I know you mentioned a boat ramp, but a lot of trails were built last year with these grants.
Lots of trails. I think one of the most impactful stories that we have in the state is in Joes Valley. So Joes Valley, it's an amazing canyon right at the base of Castledale and Orangeville, if you've ever been there. It's in Emory County. And for a number of years, climbers had been coming to Joes Valley because it is world-class bouldering. It's one of the best places in the world, if not the country. And a lot of locals are like, hey, what is going on here? Who are these people carrying these weird mattress-looking things on their back? And before you know it, they recognize, hey, these are rock climbers. They're here to boulder. And their economic development team came to a conclusion like, hey, these climbers are worth about $45 to $60 per person per day, which equated to around $600,000 in revenue.
Wow.
And that was in 2015. And that place continues to grow. So we've just awarded a grant to the Access Fund, who's doing trail restoration all through Joes Valley to make it a better place, more sustainable. But what's great about this is the county not only has realized what's happened, we're improving the infrastructure. They also were awarded another grant in the city to build a climbing wall at the rec center. So now the community is going to learn what climbing is all about. And the food ranch, I mean, hats off to the food ranch, which is in Orangeville. If you've ever been there, this is a great little grocery store. It's really the only grocery store for miles. And they've dedicated a corner of the store to rock climbing and camping equipment. So you can see the impact that that's had in such a small rural community.
Wow. Yeah. And you kind of mentioned what these travelers and tourists and athletes and outdoor enthusiasts bring to the economy. How does this play in, and what has been the Office of Outdoor Recreation's role in the fight for public lands?
So I think the governor's done a great job in stating that we are a public land state. You know, we do not want to take public lands at all. I mean, that's been a topic that people have said, and I think that's the small voice that's being echoed loud. But the governor's office echoes, hey, we are a public land state. We want to keep it public, but we want the lands managed properly. So if something should be Forest Service, it should be Forest Service. If something should be BLM, it should be BLM. If something should be a monument, it should be a monument, and to do that properly. And the governor will be the first to say, the monument is an amazing place that holds some wonderful antiquities, but we want to make sure the Antiquities Act, which was used to create it, is used properly, and it's, to quote it, is to use the least amount of land possible to protect those antiquities.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned the Outdoor Recreation Grants. You also want to talk a little bit about the Outdoor Recreation Summit.
Oh, yeah. So the summit, it's the second thing that we do to really support the community, and we are the only summit in the state that's dedicated solely to outdoor recreation, and we have great panelists that come in and motivational speakers, people that talk about what's going on in our community, how the state's running in terms of outdoor recreation. But what I find most important is all of the workshops. So this next year, we're going to do two summits. We're having one at Snowbird and one in Bryce Canyon. And the goal here is we used to do one, but now having two allows us to focus on regional needs. So here up in north at Snowbird on August 31st, we have a real focus on outdoor industry businesses. So there's a whole lineup of workshops for outdoor industry businesses here that will not be in Bryce. But as we go to Bryce on October 4th, we'll talk more about land issues, public land issues that we'll bring up, and really brings the community together. So we're really quite thrilled to be hosting these.
Why was it important for your office to hold them across the state?
So really, to hold these conferences across the state was important to get community feedback. Because if we have them in Salt Lake, it really gives a lot of people an excuse, like, I can't make it, time is tight, I can't afford this, it's not in the budget. And we wanted to make sure we took the conference to them to kind of eliminate a lot of those things that are really legit excuses for a lot of people that they can't make it. But we also wanted to be in their backyard and talk about those issues right in their backyard, as opposed to doing it from one location.
Are there outdoor opportunities that some places across the state aren't utilizing fully?
Yeah, a lot of communities and counties are learning about outdoor recreation and what it takes to incorporate it into the economy. And one thing that we try to do It's not our goal to make outdoor recreation the primary driver in every single county, but it is our goal to take best practices from around the state and say, hey, you could do this little bit here, or you could do a lot of it here and there. And Emory County is a fine example of historically has always been about coal. I mean, that's the main driver, and you know, that might continue to be their main driver, but as the global economy ebbs and flows, we can say, hey, input some of this recreation here and help drive the economy through rec. So we want to make sure it's there to either drive the economy, be a portion of the driver, or at minimum, make sure that we're maintaining a high quality of life for Utahns.
What if someone has an opportunity or an idea? What are ways that the public can get involved with your office?
So there's a lot of ways to get involved here. So the Office of Outdoor Recreation is who we are. We're housed in the Governor's Office of Economic Development. You can see that on our website. We have the summits to get engaged with. If you're interested and you need funding, the Utah Outdoor Recreation Grant is another way. If you just want to donate some time, we have a ton of partners on our advisory group, if not statewide, that are really welcoming to have community service hours and to have people come help out with different projects. In fact, we have a great project at the mouth of Little Cottonwood Canyon that the Salt Lake Climbers Alliance worked on. And they've been working on this for the last 2 years, and it'll continue into next year. And they've had community service hours from outdoor recreation businesses to just any old business to just people coming off the street saying, hey, I want to help out here. And that's greatly appreciated.
Great. Well, Tom Adams, thanks for being here today.
Hey, thanks for having me.